Okay, so we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos. We're up to parak Hey, Mishnah Dalid. V'chayv al Hashem b'fnei atzma v'al levona b'fnei atzma. We said that in Minchas Sota and Minchas Knos, Minchas Chote rather, and in Minchas Sota, Minchas Knos is a Minchas Sota, do not get Shemen or Levona. So you chayv separately for each one of those things if you put Shemen or Levona into it. Nasan aleh Hashem, and if someone put oil on it, so pasala, he made a pasal, because the oil mixes with the flour. Lavona, if you put lavona on it, it doesn't mix in, it just sort of sits on the surface, so you didn't pasal it, ilaktena, just take it off. Nasan shemen al shiyareha, if you put shemen on the shiyare mincha, ain't over belosase, that's not a violation of belosase, because that's not the part that's brought on the mizbeach. Nasan kli al gabi kli, if you put a kli with oil on top of the kli that's holding the mincha, lo pasali, didn't pasal it, because it doesn't get mixed in, it just sits on top of it, so you can just remove it. Mishnah, hey, yesh tunos hagasha, ve'inun tunos tenufa, tenufa v'la hagasha, hagasha u tenufa, lo tenufa v'la hagasha. Sometimes you need to do hagasha, which is touching the kli with the karban mincha onto the corner of the mizbeach. Sometimes you need tenufa, which is the waving of the karban mincha. Sometimes you need one and not the other and not the one, and sometimes you need neither. So elu tunos hagasha, ve'inun tunos tenufa. The following require hagasha, but not tenufa. Minchas soles, v'machas, v'amracheshes, v'achalos, v'arakikin, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas goyim, minchas nashim, minchas chote. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, ein ben hagasha. Then minchas kohanim, and the mincha of the kohen gadol, do not get hagasha, m'nei shein ben kmitza, because there is no kmitza that is going to be matir the shirayim ba'achila. V'kol she'in ben kamitza, in ben agasha. And the rule is, you only need to do agasha when there's going to be a kamitza. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Dalid, we had said, now one is chayiv for those karbanos mincha that are not supposed to get shemen or levona, you're chayiv separately for the shemen and for the levona. And if you put the shemen in and it gets mixed in, you pasul the whole karban. If you put the levona in, you can pull it off, just pick it right off. If you put the shemen on the shirayim, it's not a violation of a lo sase. If you put the shemen in a kli on top of the kli that has the mincha, it didn't pasul because it didn't get mixed in. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said sometimes some karbanos mincha require both hagasha and tenufa, some one not the other, some the other not the one, some neither. The ones that require hagasha and not tenufa is a long list mentioned in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees about minchas kohan and minchas kohen mashiach, where he says it does not require hagasha because it doesn't have kmitza, and anything that doesn't have kmitza does not require hagasha, and therefore that would be in the category, those two would be in the category, the minchas kohen mashiach, of things that require neither hagasha nor tenufa. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Vav.